Greetings, greetings, greetings. You are now tuned in to No Pork and All Pearls, a podcast for manifestation, a podcast for self-actualization, and a podcast that equips you with the tools to live your life by design and not by default. I want to take this time to give thanks to the originators, the ancestors, because if it wasn't for them, there would be no me. Want to take time to give thanks to all the light workers, the ones who give the ultimate sacrifice, and that's the sacrifice of themselves for the upliftment of humanity. And I want to take this time to give thanks to each and every one of you, the listeners. It's because of you why I do this, and not just you who are listening now, but those of you who will come in the future, seeking the information to heal our nation. Well, 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 it's about that time again. And I'm just so grateful to be able to come to you this evening with another message. And right in time, right before the summer solstice, which is vastly approaching. The summer solstice will be approaching really soon. And this is a time where the sun is at its highest point. The sun is at its highest point. So energy levels is extremely high right now. This is something that we should be aware of. And this is the energy that we should utilize and take this time to work with this energy. Now, there are a lot of distractions going on and a lot of other things to usurp your attention away from the cosmic events of what's going on. But we have to be mentally disciplined and we have to understand what's really going on and what's really at stake. And when we truly grasp what's happening, we know that we have to remain focused on what it is that we're trying to manifest and what we're wanting to create. And many are aware of this science. Many are quite familiar with what's going on because this is not anything new. As many of you are aware, there's nothing new under the sun. And this is something that I've come to know as a truth. There is indeed nothing new under the sun. And if we take time to make observations in nature and we see the inner workings of nature and how nature continues its cycles in spite of everything else that's going on all around us and all the bread and circuses and all the distractions and all the people that's so-called creating all these new things, there is nothing that's really relevant that's new. There's really nothing that's relevant that's new. What do I mean by that? What I'm saying is that if you stick to those things that the ancestors were utilizing and those things that the ancestors did, you'll be just fine. And in fact, you'll find yourself living a very prosperous and fruitful life. And speaking of being fruitful, you can tell a tree by the fruit in which it bears. Now, I want you to look at something. When we're talking about bearing fruit, what type of fruit does your life bear? When you can bring things to fruition, when you can bring things to fruition, that is your witness of if your life is bearing fruit or not. When you start seeing those things in your life being manifested that you internally desire and that you internally have seen, when you starting to see it reflect on the outside of your life and you starting to see your life line up in that manner, that is the fruit in which your tree, which is your life, is bearing. So I'm really trying my hardest to put out these lessons so that the people who are basically drawn to these teachings and who need these teachings and who have been placed on their path and they need these keys to open certain doors, I do my best to give you what it is that's needed so that you can go to that next level. And we're in a time now where many people are starting to wake up. They're starting to wake up from the illusion and they're starting to get away from the distractions and they're starting to understand what's really important and they're starting to learn how to put first things first. And they know it's not about all the popularity. It's not all about the hoopla and the fanfare. It's not about the large platforms. It's not about who got the most followers and the most members and the most reverence and all these things. It's not about none of that. It's all about the work. It's all about the work. We're all here to perform our work. And most of us have been sleeping, or most of us have been stagnant for such a time that we have forgot that we were here to do work. But yes, we are. We're here to do work. And as you know, I focus on mind science and I focus on manifestation and utilizing your mind. And tonight, what I want to talk to you about, I want to talk to you about something that I rarely hear people speak on, but this is one of the most important things, if not the most important thing, when it comes to manifestation. And that is taming the mind. Taming the mind. Tonight, we're going to speak on taming the mind. And hopefully, after this episode, many of us will be able to take the time that we need to do the work within ourselves so that we can start seeing more things come to fruition in our life so that we can know what type of tree our life has been, because we'll see the fruit that we bear. But before we even get started, and I just want to share a few things. And one of the things I want to share is that we have to realize that anything worth having is worth working for. Anything worth having is worth working for. Now, many times I go through some of my old vision boards. I go through some of my old writings. I go through some of my old moments that I've had in my existence. And it can be years later. It can be years later. And I'm talking about even double digit years. I'm talking about like 12 years, 14 years. I can see some of the things in which I was manifesting way back then starting to come to fruition even now, as we speak now, even now. And you have to understand that many times when it takes long, 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 long extended periods of time to manifest things, it's not because those things were not meant for you to have. It's just there was a lot of work that needed to be done within you around you and basically just character building and all types of other things needed to be implemented within your life, certain disciplines you had to learn, certain techniques and skills that you may have had to develop. It's many of those things that had to come to fruition first in your life so that those things that you were trying to manifest can actually manifest. So don't get discouraged many times when things that you're trying to manifest are not happening right away. But in fact, take it as a challenge from the universe. The universe is actually challenging you to see how much desire do you have for this thing that you're trying to manifest? How much willpower do you have to remain focused? If it's 10, if it's 14, if it's 15, if it's even 20 years to manifest the things that you've been trying to manifest, can you hold on to those desires? And can you know in your heart that you will indeed have those things some point in time, someday? Can you hold on to that? Because if you can hold on to it, I tell you and I promise you, it'll be so gratifying when you do receive it. And honestly, after the wait of long periods of time, oh wow, it'd be so sweet. It'd be so sweet. Of course, it's sweet as well when you can get it right away. That's good too. If you can get it instantly, that's great. You know, instant gratification, right? But what I've come to find, those things that take long periods of time, extended periods of time, oh wow, when it comes into your life, oh, it's so gratifying. It's so satisfying. And it's just so, so amazing. And I'm speaking from firsthand experience, firsthand knowledge. And let me say this too, and then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to get into tonight's episode. But before we get started, I want to say this. Don't let anyone discourage you or stop you from obtaining the desires of your heart. Many people, they may possess things that it is that you may want to obtain, and they may have the ability or the capabilities to share with you and give to you certain things that you desire, but yet they don't. They don't give it to you. They shut you off. They block you. They do everything they can to prevent you from obtaining some of the things that they have for whatever reasons. Maybe they don't think you're worthy. Maybe they don't think that you're responsible enough to have it. Maybe they don't feel like you are equipped. Maybe they feel like you are not someone who will respect it. So for whatever reason is, they shut you away from it and they will not allow you to partake in what they have. But the beauty is when others don't give you what they have, that's the universe wanting to give it directly to you. That's the universe wanting you to come directly to the source. The universe wants you to be connected to the source. And when you connected to the source, can't no one take away from you what the universe gives to you, because it's definitely yours. And we got to get away from looking at gatekeepers and looking at systems and looking at individuals as they're our only ticket or they're our way to that next level. When in fact, the next level is once you connect it to source. Because once you connect it to source, there's no limits to what it is that you can obtain. But we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to dive into this evening's lesson. Taming the Mind on No Pork and All Pearls. And we're back to No Pork and All Pearls. And tonight we're talking about taming the mind. Now, I always speak about living your life by design and not by default. And I always speak on manifesting things and being able to use mind science. But before we can ever get the mind to do good work for us, we got to first tame it. We got to first tame it. And when I'm talking about taming it, I'm talking about almost as if your mind is a pack of wild animals. Like, picture your mind being a forest or wood line or a tree line or something like that in the woods. And out there in the woods, you got a whole bunch of lions and tigers and horses and deer, rabbits and squirrels and coyotes and foxes and hyenas and so far and so on. You got so much different animals out there just running around crazy. Well, those are your thoughts in your mind. Those are your thoughts in your mind. And we have been allowing our mind to run wild. We've allowed our mind to run wild and to basically follow all of its desires and all of its negative connotations and lust and all type of things that's just been going on through our mind. We just let it go. And because we don't take time to tame it, many times our thoughts get us in trouble. Many times our thoughts get us in trouble, almost kind of like a spoiled child or something like that. And what do I mean by like a spoiled child? You know, like a baby or whatever, they may want to play with a cup of ice. Let's just say that, a cup of ice. And the cup of ice is for the mother or for the parent. And it's her cup of ice. But the child wants the cup of ice to play with as a toy. So the child wants to grab the cup of ice and wants to hold it in their hand. They want to shake it around because they like the sound that it makes. And they're fascinated by the temperature of how the cup feels, because as the ice melts on the inside, and the moisture is felt on the outside of the cup, and the child can look in and can see the ice and can see the mixture with the water in there, but then they also see that the water is being held in the cup, but yet the hands are wet. So it's very fascinating to the child, but the parent takes away the cup of ice from the child because one is not for the child, it's the parent's cup of ice, and they want to utilize it for their own benefit. But the child is upset and the child is angry because their toy or their object of their entertainment has been taken away from them. So now they want to put on a tantrum and they want to grab the cup back from the parent and they want to snatch it and say mine. And in the rage and in the process of being upset and trying to take the cup back, the child actually spills the ice out of the cup and now makes a big mess. So now, this spoiled child, because of the lack of discipline, because of ignorance, because of not being able to overstand the big picture and the concept of what's going on has made an absolute mess. But your thoughts and your mind is that way. Your thoughts, your immature thoughts or your undisciplined thoughts or your reckless thoughts, in just a smidget of time, could cause a major disaster or a major problem in your life, all because of a lapse of discipline. This can happen. Now, the problem is that many of us never take the time to establish control over our minds and establish the fact that we are the rulers of our mind versus allowing our mind to rule us. Sometimes our intellect, our very intellect, can be erratic, it can be unstable, and it can even be shifting and uncertain at times, meaning all over the place, just all over the place. And you see many of those people in the world today. You see many of the people who think like that in the world today. But if you ever will take inventory on the truly successful people in this world, and you see the ones who really accomplish things, the ones who've accomplished things in life are the ones who train their minds to be obedient. They've trained their mind to be obedient. Hence, what we're talking about tonight, taming the mind. Now, you will say, well, what are some of the things that you have to do to tame the mind? Well, one of the things you have to do, and the first thing I want to talk about, is you must assert your will. You must assert your will over your mind. Your will is one of the strongest forces that you possess. Your will is one of the strongest forces that you possess within. But your will has to be cultivated. Your will has to be cultivated, and it has to be almost worked like a muscle. Your will has to almost be worked like a muscle. And one of the things that we have to do when it comes to the will is almost like creating a habit. And you establish and you create habits because we are creatures of habit. So you do it unconsciously or consciously at all times. You are at all time creating habits. Now, what you have to do is you have to have an awareness of what are your habits. What are your habits? And when we take inventory of our habits and we really take notice of the things that we do habitually, you will notice that some of these habits are assets in your life and some of these habits are liabilities in your life. Now, the key is you want to create more habits that are assets and you want to eliminate the habits that are liabilities. How do you eliminate habits? By creating better habits. You create better habits to eradicate your habits that are liabilities. Now, what we're talking about is the will. The will is basically asserting your desires and what it is that you want and your focus. It's taking those things and asserting those things. And in spite of the distractions, in spite of all the setbacks, or in spite of all the obstacles that you may be presented with, you have to still remain focused on what it is that's the most important thing that you're trying to obtain or that goal. Now, this is the will. The will is what allows you to maintain that focus. It's your will. But you have to utilize that will. You have to want it bad enough within, and you gotta basically don't let anything move you from your square or deter you from what it is that you want. Now, it's not a forceful, like a pushing the weights off type of forcing of the will. It's more of a subtle water run technique that you can use. Like, you know, when you got water that's running down a hill, there may be things that come in the way. There may be things that's trying to stop it. And what the water does is it takes the path of less resistance. And that water can't be stopped. It can be slowed, but it can't be stopped. And your will has to trickle almost just like that water. I believe it was Bruce Lee who said, "You are to be like water. You are to be like water. Water is formless. Water does not take, water can take the shape of anything that is placed in. But it's also flaccid. And it's also not firm. It's not firm. So what I'm saying is, when I say being not firm, I'm saying being flexible. Water is also flexible. You have to learn how to be flexible, not being moved off of what it is that you're trying to accomplish or what you're trying to establish, but remaining flexible to be able to obtain it by any means necessary. By any means necessary. And the means that's necessary are not means that are going to harm others, or not means that's going to violate the laws of nature or violate anyone. That's a part of nature. But you want to do it the best possible way in which you're able to do it. And this looks different for different people. Like, it's not necessarily just a one way to do things. It's not. There are many paths. There are many paths to obtain your goal. It don't have to just be one direct shot. There's many paths that you can take to obtain your goals. But the key is to don't stop. The key is to don't stop. And that's how you develop the will. You develop the will by continuing to make progress. Every day, you gain momentum. You build momentum. You build momentum by continually doing things. So I'll give this scenario. So if you were wanting to cut down a tree, and that's something that, you know, I'm very, very passionate about, not cutting down trees. It just really bothers me to see how many trees that are being removed from our landmass daily. That just really bothers me. But since it's something that, you know, that's just a common thing now, just removing trees. If you wanted to remove a tree, if you was to take an axe and every day you go to that tree and you swing that axe and you hit it 5 times every day, just 5 times every single day, at some point and at some time, that tree is going to fall. If every day you went to that tree and just 5 times you swung at that tree and you hit that tree 5 times with that axe, if you just did it daily for as long as it takes, one day that tree is going to fall. But what happens is, as you're hitting a tree, you're developing momentum, momentum, momentum. With each swing, you get more and more momentum. But the key is the persistence, being persistent by continually doing it every single day. Because you do it every single day, you're being persistent. So with the persistency comes the results. But you have to remain faithful to the process. And the process is every day. I'm going to that tree and I'm going to swing this axe 5 times every single day without fail. I'm going to swing and hit this tree 5 times every single day. Now, the length of time that it takes for this tree to fall is going to depend on how big this tree is. If this is a extremely big tree, it may take years. It may take years and years and years to do it. If it's a superly big tree. If it's a small tree, it may take a couple weeks. It may take a month. You know, but that tree is going to fall. But the point I'm making is that if you're persistent and you continue to work the steps and you continue to work your process, you're going to get the end result that you're seeking. And that's the same thing as it comes with manifesting. And this is what helps to build your willpower. This is what helps to build your willpower. You know, it takes 21 straight days of doing something to develop a habit. 21 straight days of doing something creates a habit. So if you're continuing to do something for over 21 days and you're pushing yourself and you're forcing yourself to keep going and keep moving and keep going, after 21 days, you're going to develop a habit of going that extra mile and going even when you feel, even when you don't feel like going, or even when you think that you should be stopping. If you continue to push yourself over and over and over and over again, you'll develop the habit of pushing yourself and it'll become second nature to you. But we're going to take a short break and we'll be back with more of tonight's message, Taming the Mind on No Pork in Our Pearls. And we're back to No Pork in Our Pearls. And in the last segment, we was basically talking about asserting the will. The will is the first stage of taming the mind. And if you don't take time to master and control your mind by using your will, is going to basically let you down in the times when you need it the most. It's going to let you down because fear makes cowards out of men. Fear makes cowards out of men. And when I say fear makes cowards out of men, it's basically if you allow your fear to run rampant within you and to guide you and to lead you, your mind, your intellect, all those thoughts will go out the window. You won't even be able to think clear. You will go into flight mode. As we're mostly aware, you have fight and you have flight mode within you. And when you succumb to fear, fear accelerates you into flight mode. And when you're in flight mode, you're really not really using your mind and you're not thinking. And you really can't make clear and concise decisions because you have retreated to fear mode, to flight mode. Now, when you train your mind and when you learn to use your will and you learn to take control over your mind, you go to a place where you think. You think before you act. You think before you act. You think before you decide if you're going to go to fight or flight mode. You use your mind because your will is forcing you to stop and make a decision on what's going on. Assess the situation. See what's happening. See what is best for the situation that you find yourself in. And it takes mental strength. And that strength is utilized through your will. That strength is utilized through your will. And that's how you become, as they say, mentally tough. One of the sports, boxing. Boxing is really a thinking man's sport. Most people think it's a physical man's sport, but it's really a thinking man's sport. And you will say, wow, well, it's a gladiator sport and it's a bunch of brutes that's pounding each other. Really, it's not. They call it the sweet science. They call boxing the sweet science. And it's really a thinking man's live chess match almost. It's like one individual is wanting to impose his will on another individual, but he has to figure out how can he break down this other individual that's before him. And there are stages in how he can break them down. It's not just a situation where he just go in and he just start throwing punches. You got individuals who do that. And most of those individuals are not that successful. And they find themselves losing quite often. It's the ones who know how they must first set up their defense. And they need to understand what their points of attacks are. Like many of them may do establish a long range boxing advantage where they utilize what you call the jab, which is an extended arm, and they use their reach advantage. Maybe they got longer arms than the other one, and they utilize their ability to strike from a farther distance. While yet they continue to put up their defense and they disallow the other individual to come in close. So the other individual can't come in close because every time they try to come in, they get jabbed from the distance and that individual is sustaining damage and also is exerting a lot of energy trying to find an opening to come in so that they can start mounting their attack. So you got situations where individuals see that another individual may have a strong defense, so they do things like they try to go to the body to get them to put their hands down or cause them to get fatigued, because naturally when you get fatigued, you start to drop your hands down because you're tired, you know. So once the fatigue sets in, that's when the other individual know that now is a good time where I can start mounting my attack. So it's really a thinking man game when you're looking at boxing in its true essence, in its true science form. But thinking is vital. Thinking is vital when it comes to the way you respond to situations in your life, the way you make goals, and the way you decide to manifest things. If you want to manifest things, you need to think these things out and be clear about what it is that you want to manifest. Because when you're on a lower level and you just playing around with your ability to manifest things, you may not necessarily look at the big picture and you may start bringing things into your life, but then you find that you quickly want to release those things because those things may not be the best possible thing for your whole outlook and your whole existence. Like, it may be good for a period in time, but then you realize that for the long haul, these things are not beneficial to me. These are not things that I really want to continue to bring forth into my existence. So I'm going to release that. And I'm going to put a little more thought into these things before I manifest the next time. Because although it was good for a period of time, overall, it just wasn't the most beneficial thing for me. So we have to utilize our mind, and we have to do what many of us have a hard time doing, and that's concentrate. That's concentrate. Concentration is the next most important thing that we must do when we're talking about taming the mind. When we're talking about taming the mind, concentration is the next thing that we must master. We have to master this. We got to master the art of concentration when we're trying to tame the mind. Now, one would say, well, how do you build concentration, or how do you master concentration? What is the thing you have to do to master concentration? Well, the first thing that you got to do when you want to learn how to master concentration is first learn how to control your breathing. You got to learn how to control your breathing. Now, many people right now are saying, wow, breathing. He's talking about breathing. Yeah, absolutely. You have to concentrate on breathing. Your breathing is so important. It's so important. And when you breathe properly and you focus on your breathing, focusing on your breathing will help you to concentrate. Focusing on your breathing will help you to concentrate. And also, it helps with your meditation or meditating. Like whenever you're meditating, you always want to start off with your breathing. You want to get your breathing under control. You want to get your breathing to a place where you can just basically focus on the types of breath that you're performing and the quality of the breath in which you are inhaling and exhaling. When you do that and you start focusing on your breathing and your concentration, you start to also charge up your chakras within, you know, your seven energy centers, your chakras. And when you can start charging up those chakras and those energy centers within you, you'll start finding that your ability to focus and your ability to hold certain thoughts will be far greater than it was when you were just trying to just focus on something or think about something because you just wanted to think about it. Because you'll find that when you're just trying to think about something, there'll be a whole bunch of other things that just run rampantly in your mind and across your mind that you had no idea that was even going on in your mind. You're like, wow, where did that thought come from? And now it's almost like what they call a monkey brain. You got thoughts just jumping all over the place. So you always want to start with your breathing, and you want to focus. And you focus on your breathing, and that will enhance your ability to concentrate. That will help you with your ability to concentrate. So we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to continue tonight's lesson. And that's about taming the mind on No Pork and All Pearls. And we're back to No Pork and All Pearls. And tonight we're talking about taming the mind. And we've talked about the will, asserting the will, We've talked about concentration. Now, the last thing that I want to talk about is the cultivation of attention. The cultivation of attention. Now, you have to understand that the word attention, comes from two Latin words, and that's ad tendere. And what that means is to stretch towards. It means to stretch towards. Now, if we were to simplify attention and to make a simple definition, we would say attention is focusing of consciousness. Attention is the focusing of consciousness. Now, this is important. This is very important, because once you allow your will to control your mind, and you can concentrate your mind, meaning you can pinpoint and you can allow your mind to focus. Now, it's a focusing of consciousness that must occur, or to stretch towards, meaning you got your focus and you got your drive, or the force behind that focus. Now you have an object to stretch towards. You have an object to stretch towards. Meaning, whatever it is that you're trying to manifest, or whatever it is you're trying to think about, or whatever it is you're trying to accomplish with your mind, you have to place attention on that thing. You have to place attention. And that's all part of the taming of your mind as well. Because your mind, as big and as powerful as it is, it's almost like an elephant. It can almost be like an elephant. And when we don't tame our mind, and when we don't allow our mind to be under control, it can be like a big wild elephant just reaping havoc. That's the best way I can say it. Just reaping havoc on everything, just crushing up everything, and knocking over stuff by bumping into it and just causing havoc. But just like a mighty elephant can be tamed by a trainer, your mighty mind can be tamed as well. And when you allow your mind to be attentive and to basically place your attention on whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, now you can use this great force and this great power that you have made available to you to do good works, to do really good works within your life. And not only just good works to help you, but good works to help your community, good works to help your family, good work to help your generation, good work to help those that are in need. You can do mighty things with your mind when you learn how to utilize it properly. Now, when you utilize an attention, or you trying to cultivate your attention, you have to do things like first identify what type of attention you want to give. What type of attention do you want to give? Now, there are generally two types of attention that you can utilize. And the attention can either be attention that's directed upon mental objects and concepts. Example being, you're thinking about things in your mind. You're thinking about principles in your mind. You're focusing on certain principles. You're focusing on mantras and different things like that going on within your mind. But the other attention could be the attention is directed upon outward objects that's external in nature or that's outside of ourselves. Now that is, you're looking at images, you're looking at physical things that you want to create or build. You're looking at maybe looks that you want to obtain. You know, you want to see yourself look a certain way, or you want to develop or cultivate a land mass, or, you know, whatever it is. You want to create an organization. You want to construct a building. You want your car to look a certain way. You know, things like that. Those are things outside of you and external, things that you can focus on. So you need to understand, what do you want to put your attention on? Do you want attention on external things? Or do you want to focus on internal things? Do you want to place your attention on those type of things? Either way is not a right or wrong thing. It's just what it is that you want to do. Because you can have success doing either thing. But my personal preference would be to place your attention on internal things. Focus on self. Focus on building you. Focus on the quality and the character of the individual known as yourself. Put your attention on those things. Those are the things that you should really focus on. Because when you're focusing on those things internally, and you're actually making changes, you'll actually begin to see things externally to reflect what's going on within you internally. So that's why I always focus on those things that's internal. I place a lot of credence over that more so than the things external. I used to place credence on the things externally because, you know, like most, you want to see certain things in your experience of life and in your existence, and you see these things that you perceive that you want. You're like, oh, yeah, I want that. You know, I'm going to focus on that. I want one of these and all that. And you start focusing on those things, and you actually do get those things when you focus on them and you place your attention on them. But you find that they may not be as gratifying as if you were to focus internally and you focus on who you are and the quality of who you are and being the best representation of yourself that you could possibly be. Because they say, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added upon to you. So all the things will come if you can get your inner man purified, and if you can take time to build the character within you and create a noble character individual. If you become an individual who possesses noble character, then things of nobility will be
given to you. Those things will just come to you because they will reflect your character. So that's one of the secrets. You place your attention on those things that are best for building your character and building you as an individual. Place your focus on those things and watch how those other things start coming to you. But that's pretty much the things that you need as far as taming your mind. The first thing, it starts with your will. Asserting your will. You got to assert your willpower over your mind and master your mind. Like, don't let your mind rule you. You have to take control and rule your mind. Then after you do that, you need to focus on concentration. Concentration is the ability to focus. Concentration is the ability to focus. And then once you focus, then you want to cultivate attention. And as you cultivate attention, that is focusing of consciousness. That's the focusing of consciousness. Like, yeah, you focus with your concentration, but now it's an object or it's a thing or it's a subject or it's a principle. It's something that you actually directing that energy towards. And that's how you tame your mind. And that's what you're going to need in order to manifest the things that you desire to see in your reality. And as you manifest these things, then these things will come to fruition. And remember, as I stated previously, you can always tell a tree by the fruit that it bears, or the things that come to fruition in your life. That's the fruit. So thank you so much for tuning in yet again to another episode of No Pork and All Pearls. And I really appreciate your support and continue to pass the message of the show. And hopefully I've said something that could help someone to unlock some keys in their life, to utilize some keys in their life, to unlock some doors that may have been previously closed to them. And I want to take time to basically wish all the brothers happy Father's Day. You know, Father's Day is coming up, and that's something that many of the males don't really get recognition for. They don't really get appreciation for. You know, Father's Day is almost kind of like a forgotten concept, and it's almost like a situation where the males are overlooked. Now, let me just say this. It shouldn't have to be a day put aside to honor and give reverence to males who are actually stepping up and being men and being fathers. You know, anytime you see men, masters, able and noble, who are doing responsible deeds and who are actually coming forth and doing the things in which our society needs for the discipline and structure of our communities, when you see individuals that are doing the work, you should acknowledge them and you should take time to show appreciation for these men. It shouldn't take a day to have to do this, but at any point in time when you see this, you should always acknowledge them. But I want to just take this time and I just want to recognize them because they're important. Just like the mothers are important. The mothers are definitely important, but so are the fathers. We need mothers and we need fathers. So, you know, during this time period, if you have someone that's a father figure to you, or if you see fathers around you, or if you see anyone that you perceive to be a father, just take time and just tell them how much you appreciate them and just give them their flowers while they still can smell them. But thank you so much once again for all your support. Continue to pass on the knowledge, share with others, and also, you know, pass on information about the show, the podcast. You know, I appreciate that as well too. But until next time, I just want to leave you with peace. I want to leave you with love, and I want to leave you with shalom.